Welcome, everyone, to the Open in Indiana podcast, where we feature the people, places, and events that make Indiana a great place to live, work, and visit. Today, our guest has an extensive professional career serving the Muncie, Indiana area, and currently he is the Republican nominee for Indiana House of Representatives District 34 in Muncie, Indiana, Dale Basham. Dale, how are you doing today?
I'm terrific. How are you doing, Ryan? It's good to be with you this morning.
I'm doing great. Dale, it's a pleasure to have you with us today because you have such an extensive history of service to the Muncie, Indiana area. You've been an educator. You've been a leader for within Rotary for a number of years. And just every time I turn around, there's a new organization you're serving. Tell us, how did your journey with Muncie, Indiana get started?
Well, you know, thank you for having me again, Ryan. It's such a pleasure to be with you today. I'm from Kentucky and attended college in Marion, Indiana at Indiana Wesleyan University. And at the end of my 4-year undergrad degree, I decided that to teach back in my home high school in Louisville. And during that year, I was engaged to a young lady, a woman who was teaching here in Muncie. And she and I decided that we would both apply to graduate school in the city where the other lived. She applied in Louisville. I applied at Ball State here in Muncie. And decided that whoever got the better deal would move. And so I applied to Ball State and got an assistantship, and we moved to Muncie, and I began my master's in speech and theater. While I was in my final semester at Ball State, I played the Music Man, Harold Hill, in the Music Man in the Ball State Theater. And while at the end of one of those performances, a guy came backstage and said to me, "Dale, I love the show. I'm wondering if you are a teacher." And I said, "Well, I have taught. In fact, I taught for a year in Louisville." He said, "Well, my English speech and drama teacher left for a year's leave of absence, and I'm wondering if you have a license to teach any of those." And I said, "Mr. Hedge, you're not going to believe it, but I have a license to teach every one of those subjects." So he said, "Well, come to my office on Monday," and I did, and I interviewed with him and a number of the other leaders in Muncie Community School, and I was hired for just 1 year because I was pretty sure I was going to take off for Hollywood or New York and become a star. Well, as it turns out, that guy who left Muncie never came back, and I never left. So I started teaching and began and directed all of the plays and developed a love for Muncie, Indiana, and my community on the south side of town. I taught at Southside High School. Taught for 17, 18 years and went back to school and studied guidance counseling primarily because I believed in the arts, and I didn't think at the time guidance counselors were focused enough on the arts. I believe that if students have an opportunity to perform in public, that it sets them up for success in years later. So I went back to school to study guidance and counseling, and I got my degree and was hired to be a guidance counselor right down the hall at Southside High School, and was a guidance counselor there for about 10 years. Absolutely loved that job. It gave me an understanding of the infrastructure of education. In fact, while I was a guidance counselor, I was one of the, I helped pilot at Southside High School the very first ISTEP test given in the state of Indiana. There were certain pilot districts that were chosen to select to offer this assessment. This was way before it was a graduation qualifying exam or a GQE. And I can remember many of my colleagues were, no, we're not going to do that. That's not going to last. We're not going to have. So I was on the ground floor with ISTEP. So I was a guidance counselor for about 10 years. And then for the same reason that I chose to go into guidance counseling, I decided that I wanted to go into school leadership. It appeared to me at the time that many school leaders did not have an overall view of the infrastructure of the school as a teacher, as a guidance counselor. And I felt like as an emerging leader that I really wanted to be at the table where decisions were being made to help us be better informed about policy. And so I went back to Ball State and I got my certification to become a high school principal. And before I knew it, I was certified and an opening came up as the associate principal at Southside. Now, typically a teacher goes from teacher to assistant principal to associate principal, but I skipped two spots and became an associate principal and had an opportunity to administer ISTEP, to be a leader in my school, an academic leader. And then I served there for a few years and was promoted to director of the Muncie Area Career Center. And it was while I was at the Career Center that I really had, I think, an educational metamorphosis. Before I left, before I was at the Muncie Area Career Center, I saw education primarily as a traditional, a preparatory school for a four-year degree. But I was at the time counseling and helping students understand that everybody didn't necessarily need a four-year degree to be successful. And of course, I was steering them toward the Muncie Area Career Center and helping them develop four-year plans or five-year plans or post-secondary plans. But it wasn't until I was there as the director of the Muncie Area Career Center that I understand the full importance of preparing for life after high school, not just for four-year degrees. And I love my education background, my university experience, but many students are not geared in that direction, are not wired in that direction. So while at the Career Center, I had opportunities to understand the importance of studying cosmetology or IT or welding or construction trades or automotive. And I absolutely loved my newfound vocational ed or career and technical training opportunities that are offered right here in the state of Indiana, all over the place. After I was there, I retired and ran for school board. And as a school board member, I learned a whole lot more about the infrastructure of Muncie Community Schools and developed an understanding of budgets and school leadership and another avenue of understanding for me as a leader in Muncie. Following that, that while I was a school board, my superintendent came to me and said, Dale, we have some opportunities that have your name all over it, but you're going to have to resign for the school board before we could ever consider hiring you into these positions. And so after much prayer and conversation with people that I know and love, I decided to step off the board and to take on some temporary roles, some interim roles as a director of secondary ed and then also as the principal of Muncie Central High School. And of course, all of those jobs led me to understand really the education opportunities for students all over Muncie. During that period of time, I found Rotary. because as an educator, you really don't, one doesn't have an opportunity to step away or to step away from your role as a guidance counselor or a teacher or an administrator to go and have a long lunch at Rotary to be involved in other things because you're on the clock 24/7. But it was so I became a Rotarian and loved my experience. It really spoke to my heart as a servant leader, and it gave me a perspective of life beyond our borders, of service in Africa, in Asia, all over the United States. And it as it turned out, I had been quickly went into leadership in Rotary, was elected president, and during my year as president, during that time, I was also principal of Muncie Central High School, and there were times that I didn't have time to, while I was at Central, I would have students who got in trouble. They were sent to the principal's office, and I said, call your parents, which of course were former students. We're going to Rotary. So we would all get in the car, we'd go to Rotary, and those students, often troubled students, would sit at the table at Muncie Rotary and would have a completely new perspective on life beyond Central High School, Muncie Central High School. And it was during that year that many of my students used to say to me, you know, Mr. Basham, we've been Rotarized. You all always talk about Rotary and your announcements and your, we want to be in Rotary. So they graduated high school and they left high school and went to Ball State University, and they revitalized Rotaract Club at Ball State University, and it continues to thrive. And I'm still really involved in that experience as a faculty advisor for Ball State's Rotaract Club, which I love. It has really been an opportunity for me. My career has been an opportunity for me to serve the people around me, to serve my community. Haven't done any of it for a resume builder, but I have loved being involved in Muncie in all areas. And you know, after I left Muncie Community Schools, I became involved in all kinds of community organizations, the Muncie Downtown Development Partnership, the Fire Merit Commission. So I've jumped in and said yes to a number of opportunities to serve my communities. And that's where I am right now. Just a guy who said yes and who's used my experiences to help people connect the dots. But more importantly, to help people connect with other people who can help us all solve our problems. And that's what community service is all about.
And so Dale, during your time as an educator and as a Rotarian, you've been able to connect with a lot of people and see the difference that your various roles have made in the Muncie community, right?
Oh, absolutely. You know, I was never ambitious in the way that people might look at my career and think of ambition. I always wanted to do the best that I could do with the job that I was given. And people would say to me as I would transition from one job to another, oh, aren't you going to miss that other job? And I never thought of, I always loved every job I had. I never complained about not making enough money or needing to do more. I just wanted to do the best job I could and be the best Dale Basham I could be to help my people understand that they too could be great and could be full of their own potential. As an educator, I have always wanted to help people succeed, and that's just what I've done along the way. So yeah, I've been able to connect a lot of people to other people who can help solve problems. And you know what, Ryan, you and I both have had this conversation a number of times. That really is maybe the first, one of the first reasons why we joined Rotary. It has always been a networking opportunity to connect us with other professionals to help us be better than we would be all by ourselves. We are better together, aren't we?
Absolutely. And not just ourselves, but our community as a whole.
Oh, absolutely. Yes, I agree with you.
And Dale, I want to kind of turn the topic here a little bit, because as I've gotten to know you, I've also seen that you're really an advocate of making sure that every student, every Rotarian, every member of the community has a voice at the table. Would you like to share some experiences that you were able to bring to Rotary as the conference you hosted there, I believe about a year ago now?
Well, thank you. Yes. You know, I've mentioned before that I was raised in Kentucky, and we always studied the history of Kentucky, of course. And our favorite son, our native son, Abraham Lincoln, was always a hero of mine. And we studied his life, his beginnings in a humble log cabin in rural Kentucky, and how he moved from Kentucky with his family to Indiana and traveled to Illinois. And his experience as a young, curious man who wanted to learn to read and ended up teaching himself how to read and became a lifelong learner. And as he moved from one place to another, he really saw how important better together really is. And it was Lincoln's life that was always an example of my own. You know, Abraham Lincoln left Kentucky to Indiana and Illinois and went on to Washington, D.C., where he later went to war because he believed that everybody should have an equal opportunity. That there, he saw the devastation of slavery. He saw how demeaning it was to be enslaved and not to have a voice. He dedicated his life, and in fact ended up giving his life, because he believed we were all created equal. And I've taken his example with me throughout my life, not as an opportunity to bring this group or that group to the table, but I have often been reminded when I say the Pledge of Allegiance. At the end, it says, and we say, with liberty and justice for all. With liberty and justice for all. And that's the subtext for who I am as a person, who I've been as an educator, and who I am as a public servant. We all are Americans. We all have been given rare opportunities to have liberty and justice. Our Constitution, the preamble, the Bill of Rights, give us all of us equal justice under the law. And I've never understood why we divide ourselves when we're all in this together. I was, as I've mentioned so many times, an educator at Southside High School, and we were the new kids on the block, if you will, in Muncie, the newer school. We were on the south side of town, and we were a little rough on the edges, and sometimes there was a little bit of poverty here. We were more racially balanced than some of the other places, and we just always got along, all of us. So it was just a second nature for me to jump in and be a teacher for all people, to be a guidance counselor for every student, to help connect their student experience with success as an educational leader. And so as a Rotarian, it was just who I was. I've also been really fascinated by the story of a guy by the name of Levi Coffin. He was a Quaker from the South that came to Indiana. In fact, he relocated in Fountain City. I don't know if you know Levi Coffin's story, but he left seeing how awful slavery was in the South. And he relocated to Fountain City, was quite a philanthropist, a wealthy man, and decided to build a big, beautiful house. And for many, many years, he was known as the president of the Underground Railroad. And in fact, he helped slaves from the South cross over into Indiana and transition into free states of the Northern country. And he was, of course, that time, that was a crime in the South, especially to help free slaves. It mattered not. He was a Quaker, and he believed that the good book expected us to do good for all people without respect, the respect of the way we looked or the way we sounded or the way we dressed. It was just do good for all people. And that's how he lived his life. Now, I'm not comparing myself to Abraham Lincoln or Levi Coffin, but these were men who were inspirations to me and continue to inspire me as a community leader. And I just hope that I have lived my life, and I believe that I have as an educator and as a Rotarian, giving equal access, equal opportunities for all kinds of people. And you know, Ryan, you were at that monumental, I think it was a monumental district conference just a year ago, right here in Muncie. There was a section at the end of that district conference that people came and told their stories, a 3 to 5 minute story about how they might not look like most of us think of as Rotarians look. I had a beautiful Rotarian who is a Muslim woman who was a refugee from Afghanistan and lived on the borders, on the border between Afghanistan and Pakistan for many years before her husband, also a man from Afghanistan, brought her and the family to Muncie, and now he is a practicing doctor, and they're a very successful family in town. Rotarians both. She spoke about being a Rotarian. I had an African-American woman who was a district governor from the Southern District speak about being a Rotarian. I had a Rotarian who first joined my club as a man, but was transitioning into being a female, who spoke at that district conference. All of those people looked different than most of us picture Rotarians looking. But their tagline at the end was, "My name is," and they gave their name, and they finished with, "I am a Rotarian." And maybe a 5 or 6 of those 3 to 5 minute speeches occurred. And at the end of that series of speeches, there was a guy from the back of the room. He was my sergeant at arms, and he stood forward and said, "My name is, and I'm a Rotarian." And before long, other people from the audience began to stand. "I am, and I am a Rotarian." And before long, 3, 4, 5. And before that session was over, everyone in that room was standing in unison, recognizing that Rotarians are better together. We are more alike than we are different. And so, for me, that was a very moving time in my career, and it was one step further toward, I guess maybe I want to call it a calling. a calling to continue my service to my community, to my beloved city. And I think it was at the end of that session that I began to think, this can't be the end. I've got to do more. I need to use the experiences, the inspiration, the opportunities that I've had, one man, to make a difference in my community. And that's where I am today.
And so, Dale, what kind of message do you want to share with the people of Muncie, Indiana, as a candidate running to represent them in the House of Representatives here in Indianapolis?
You know, I guess I want Muncie to know or be reminded that I mean, really, and this is what I've done my entire career. I have just showcased the talents of my students, my colleagues, my Rotarians, showcase their talents to let the world know just how incredible people are in Muncie, in Indiana, throughout the Midwest, in the United States, how we all have a voice. We have something to say. We have talents to share with the world. And together we can make this a better world for you and me. And so I guess my mission is not to point out what we need to do, although there are things that we need to do. There are areas that we need to improve upon, but I guess I want to showcase and cheerlead for all of the great things happening in Muncie. And believe me, I've been here for years and I have been a part of some of those wonderful things. And I just want you, the citizens of Muncie, to know that I will continue to do what I have always done. And that is tell everybody who I can just how great you are and what a difference we are making in this world together.
Great. And Dale, how could our listeners and viewers learn more about you and your candidacy, as well as your social media networks?
Well, thank you for that opportunity, Ryan. Of course, I'm on Facebook. I have a Basham 34 page. Some of my former students from Southside have put together a Rebels for Basham Facebook page. Some of my Bearcat buddies and former students from Muncie Central High School have put together a Bearcats for Basham Facebook page. So all of those pages are available on Facebook. We also have Instagram and we have Twitter, and we also have a great website. If you'd like to go and find out how you'd like to volunteer or have a yard sign or donate, that's Basham34.com. Basham34.com. A lot of people call me the bow tie guy, and I am often seen about town wearing all kinds of bow ties. And let me tell you, I got a bunch of them. So the bow tie guy is going to be all around town, all around the state. And I'm going to be preaching the power of positivity. And it's I just really want to spotlight the wonderful things happening in Muncie in District 34. And I believe I'm the guy to do it.
Awesome. Well, Dale, thank you so much for being our guest today. And to all of our viewers, thank you for catching this episode of the Open in Indiana podcast. Catch our next episode soon.
Thanks for listening to this episode of the Open in Indiana podcast. This podcast is produced by Henry Marketing Group, LLC, DBA Open in Indiana. To listen to more episodes, visit www.openinindiana.com/shows. Thanks for listening.